Let's pray. God, we thank you for who you are, God. We come humbly, God, to encounter your glory, God. Would you help us today? Would you be glorified in our midst? Would your worth and your value and the glory of your Son emanate and radiate upon us, God? Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to have a shortened sermon time. I'm going to try to hit 15 minutes if possible. Usually my introductions are about 15 minutes, so we'll see how it goes. And then we'll have a graduation ceremony for our rising. No one is graduating high school or college this year, so just our rising youth group members. And I want to talk to mainly our rising youth and our current youth who are coming into adulthood, okay? So you're no longer children, and we are not going to treat you like mere children. You're coming into adulthood and has privileges, but also responsibilities, okay? So there are two words in the Bible that you must understand, okay? If you were finishing up our series on intimacy with God, if you want to know God, there are two words in the Bible that you must know. There are probably more, but here's just two for today, okay? Holiness and glory. So we're going to define each of those words as best as I can, and I'm going to try to relate those words together too, because they're related, okay? So my slides didn't upload. I don't know why I'm having all these technical issues today, but I'm just going to read, okay? So you can open your Bibles if you want, or your phones, Isaiah chapter 6, but I'm just going to read. I'm sorry, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, but I'll just read it for us. We sang about it, actually. This is when Isaiah is ushered into the presence of God. And then there are angels flying around the throne of God. And this is what the angels are continuously saying and proclaiming. They're saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Okay? The word holy is the most fundamental description of who God is. When God talks about himself, he says a lot of things. He says God is love, right? Talks about mercy, talks about forgiveness, talks about grace, talks about justice. But there is only one word that is used three times in a row, which in Jewish culture is extremely significant. Okay? It's emphasis. It's like when you bold or italicize words, right? When you write. And it's holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. We sang about that. So if we want to describe one another and we say, "Oh, Evan, you know, what words would you describe, to use to describe Evan? Oh, he's funny. I don't know. He's goofy, right? What words would you use to describe Evelyn? She's tall. She likes food, right?" So, you know, these are words. They're descriptors. And we use words to try to describe someone's persona, their character, who they are. You know, that's not all who Evan is. That's not all who Evelyn is. But it's helpful. Now, the one word that describes the totality of who God is, the most important attribute of God is that he is holy. And it means that God is set apart. He's not like us. Okay? We can't treat God like He's like me. He's holy. He's set apart. He's uncommon. We are common, and God is uncommon. Okay? He's extraordinary. He's special. He's radical. He's one of a kind. There is no one like God. That's what holy means. Okay? So when you say, when God says, don't use my name in vain, don't profane my name, don't make God common, don't make him normal like us, because he's not like that. God is abnormal. He is holy. He's uncommon. He's not like us. So you have to understand that that is the most important biblical descriptor of God, that God is not like us. Okay? He's not similar to us in that way. And when we talk about holy, we have to understand that everything about God is holy. So God's love, the way that God loves his people is holy. The way that God forgives your sin, it's holy. It's uncommon. It's set apart. It's not like us when we forgive one another and we get all hurt and bent out of shape and fickle and, you know, his forgiveness is holy. His justice is holy. His compassion for people is holy. Okay? So if there's anything that you coming into adulthood, okay, need to understand if you want to know God, is that he's holy. He's not like us. Okay? So let me try to use an analogy. I spent like 20 minutes looking for a picture of a burning piece of coal, and I can't even show it on the screen today, right? Because I forgot to upload my slides. All right? Took me a long time. I don't know why. It's hard to find a single piece of coal burning, okay? But anyways, there's like groups of coal. Anyways, okay, so imagine, okay, I'm going to use an analogy, if you will, for me, okay? Imagine there's a piece of coal, all right, in this room, just one piece of coal, and it's on fire, like it's lit up. And if it were just like a normal piece of coal, let's just say, you know, coal burns at about, I did some research, like, you know, 1200 to 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, okay? Let's just say, like, if there's a single piece of coal lying in the back of that room, I don't know that you would feel the heat coming from that coal, right? Like where you're sitting, okay? But let's say that that coal was burning at 10,000 degrees, 10x, or the core of the sun apparently is 20 million degrees, right? So let's just say that that coal was burning super hot, like 50,000, 100,000 degrees, a single piece of coal. All right. There would be heat emanating out of that coal into this room. It would be billowing over this room, and you would experience the heat coming from that coal because of how hot it is burning. Okay. The fact that that coal is hot is holiness. It is an attribute of that coal. Okay? The coal is hot. It is extremely hot. It is extraordinarily hot. That's holy. Now, the heat that is emanating and filling the room, and you are experiencing and encountering the hot temperature, that is glory. That is the glory. Okay? So when Isaiah chapter 6:3 says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, that coal is hot. It's just, I'm talking about temperature here, right? So you have to like make a couple jumps with me. I'm not, okay? Because God is not just hot like a burning coal. God has attributes. His love is holy and uncommon. His justice is holy and uncommon and special. His forgiveness is extraordinary and special and radical. And when those attributes of God are emanating in the room, okay, when the heat from that radical coal is burning and filling this room with heat, that is the glory of God. Because it says the whole earth is full of His glory. Okay? So that means when we say we want to glorify God, or we say, God, we invite Your glory, or when Moses prays, God, show me Your glory, he wants, Moses is asking for the holy attributes of God to emanate and radiate in the room. So if you want to encounter God, it's not just some super spiritual, like crazy experience in and of itself, right? It's when God's attributes, His holy attributes, are being communicated and radiated. So for the adults in the room, if you've, I don't know, just, you know, felt so broken and sinful and you're caught and you don't know how to get yourself out of these situations, and then the holy, uncommon, radical love of God is communicated. Those attributes of God are communicated upon you, right? Like that coal. And you feel the heat, right? So the coal is like God, and the temperature is like His holiness, and it's radiating upon you, and it's being communicated to you. That is the glory of God, because God in His true nature is coming upon you. And let me say this. Every person in Scripture that encountered the glory of God, do you know what happened? They fell on their face and worshiped. When you encounter the glory of God, when you encounter God, if you want to know whether you're actually encountering God or not, there's a couple things that happen. God is bigger than you thought, because He's holy. Every person that encounters God in Scripture has a low view of God, lower. And when God reveals and He emanates His glory, the communication of His holiness, people see that God is bigger than they thought. So in the midst of your problems, and you pray, God, show me Your glory, He is going to reveal Himself to be bigger than you expected. He is the Alpha, He is the Omega. He has no beginning, He has no end. He is eternal, and He is awesome in everything that He does. God is big. And in our sinful tendency, we make God small. So when you pray that prayer, and you need to pray that prayer, everybody, okay? Children who are becoming adults, if you want to encounter God, you have to pray that prayer. God, show me Your glory. And when that happens, if you want to know whether you are encountering God, it's when God is big. He becomes bigger because He is holy. So you thought He was not very forgiving, right? Because He's like, because you're comparing Him to us, and we're not very forgiving and we're not very loving. And then God's glory, God is glorified. And He emanates His holy attributes, and He says, I'm not like you. My ways are higher than Your ways. My love and forgiveness are holy. So when people encounter God, God is glorified and He is big. And then the second thing that happens is that we realize we are so much smaller than we thought. Sin makes us feel, tries to make us feel big, right? You know, I was at the, I'm right at 15 minutes, but I'm going to keep going. Okay, so just a couple more minutes. I was at the beach the last couple of days, okay? And I was like listening to my music, and I was sitting, and kids were playing on the beach, and it's like sitting there just under the shade, just kind of looking out. And, you know, and like a praise song popped into my, you know, headphones and I was listening. And you know what I realized? Like, I had been sitting at the beach for a couple hours. I was thinking about myself the entire time. I couldn't stop. I couldn't help myself. I was thinking about myself, thinking about my problems, thinking about all these things that are going on. And then the song, right, says, holy, holy, right, are you Lord God Almighty? And I'm looking out into the horizon, and I'm seeing the ocean, and I'm seeing the sun and the waves, and I'm seeing how big the earth is, and how amazing God is, right? And I feel so small. It's like, God, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, right? You're so big, God. And in my sin, I'm trying to make myself big. So when you experience and encounter the glory of God and the communication of all of his attributes and how he's radical and amazing and so much bigger than you thought, the only response for us is we just feel small. So if you have had that experience, like Nate talked about, you go stargazing or you go to the Grand Canyon or you stand before something that makes you feel small, that's just a pointer, right? That God is bigger than you thought, and you are smaller than you thought. And that is why Moses, Job, Isaiah, Peter, the disciples, Paul, when they encounter God, they fall and they worship. They get low. Because they are not worthy. We are not worthy, right, to be in God's holy presence. But like we sang about, you know what really glorifies God is the fact that he would die for us and want to be with us. Let me close with this. John 17, 22, since we're talking about the book of John. This is Jesus's, I'm going to close with this. This is Jesus's prayer before he goes to the cross. He's praying for his disciples and he's praying for us. He says that he's praying for those who will believe. And I'm going to hone in on verse 22, John 17, verse 22. This is what it says. This is what Jesus prayed for us. The glory, God, the Father, the glory that you have given me, the glory and the emanating and the radiating of God's holiness upon Christ, I give to them. That's what verse 22 says. The glory that you have given me to Christ, I have radiated to them. I have given it to them. So all of the holiness of God radiating out onto Christ, he is now giving to us. So that they may be one. Even as God is one. So Nate, in closing, Nate pretty much, you know, as we're closing worship, he pretty much preached the sermon I was going to preach today, right? Like, God's command is to love him and love one another. That is the greatest, most important commandment. The thing that summarizes God's heart for us. He wants us to love him and love one another. Okay? And Jesus says in verse 22, the glory, the communication of all of God's holy attributes, Jesus Christ has given to us. So here's the point, okay? You cannot love one another and be one if you have not encountered the glory of God. You're giving them table scraps. I give my kids leftovers if I am not encountering the glory of God. My kids don't need me, okay? My kids need me to emanate and radiate the glory of God. Let's not make that mistake, parents. Our kids don't need more of us. Who am I? What do I have to offer my kids? You know? He says the glory that he has gotten from God the Father, he has given to us so that they may be one. Okay? As the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. The Trinitarian oneness, right, can happen when the glory of God, when you receive the glory of God. All right, so young ones who are coming up, all right, seek the glory of God. Seek him with all your heart, and he's not far, okay? But if you seek God, you have to understand you're going to get God. He's going to be big and you're going to be small. So you got to be ready for that. Okay? And then you take that and you radiate the glory of God to others so that you'd be one. Okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you for our time today, God. We thank you that although we are small and weak, God, although we are unworthy, God, the blood of your Son washes over us. And you free us, God, to worship you, to encounter your glory, God, to encounter the specialness and the uncommonness, God, of all that you are. You are so big, God, to us. You're so big. Forgive us, God, for making you small over our problems, God. You are a big God, and we want to worship you, God. We want to lift you up. We want to glorify you, God, meaning we want to lift you up, God. We want to make you big. We want to make you holy in all that you are, God. So would you now, God, bless us and anoint us. I pray, God, for these children that are coming into adulthood. Would you show them your glory, God? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.